KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today, with a chance of rain later this afternoon. Toward this evening, a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. An adult male pedestrian died Friday evening after being struck by a pickup near the intersection of 35th and Broadway in Council Bluffs. According to Bluffs Police Sergeant Darren Budd, officers were dispatched to the scene at 5:25 p.m. The report indicated 65-year-old Dan D. Belt of Council Bluffs was crossing the street from east to west, about a half block south of Broadway on 35th Street, when he was struck by a pickup truck that was driven by 24-year-old Chadwick Pfeiffer of Council Bluffs. The sequence of events after Belt was hit remain under investigation. Council Bluffs Fire Department personnel performed CPR and transported Belt to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was pronounced dead. Speed and intoxication do not appear to be factors in the accident, according to authorities. The Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit is conducting an investigation into the circumstances surrounding that accident. Police in Council Bluffs say an arrest warrant for first-degree robbery has been issued for a man suspected of robbing the Frontier Savings Bank Thursday afternoon. Sergeant Dave Dawson says as a result of the investigation, they were able to identify the suspect, 46-year-old Dwight E. Rogers of Council Bluffs. Rogers should be considered armed and dangerous and should not be confronted by the public. He's about 6 feet tall and weighs 225 pounds. He was last seen during the robbery wearing an orange hunting-style stocking cap, mirrored sunglasses, a gray sweatshirt, black knit gloves, and faded jeans with work-style boots. If anyone who happens to have any information on his location should contact their local law enforcement agency immediately. A picture of the suspect is available on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone who wishes to provide information to authorities can remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources said Friday evening that the DNR is investigating a report of ongoing wastewater discharge at the city of Elliott's wastewater lagoon. The DNR's Atlantic Field Office received a video showing the discharge Friday afternoon. DNR inspectors had been en route to the Montgomery County community to work with the city to stop the discharge and collect water samples. Meanwhile, residents should keep children and pets away from the East Nishnabotna River downstream of Elliott while the discharge continues. The extent of the problem and the amount of discharge was not known as of Friday evening. The DNR will continue to monitor the situation and repairs and may seek appropriate enforcement actions. Authorities in Pottawatomie County Friday morning released the name of the pilot who was killed during an airplane crash Thursday morning near Council Bluffs. Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds said the crash victim and sole occupant of the aircraft was 65-year-old John W. Rogers of Omaha. Reynolds said the plane, a 2003 Piper Malibu Meridian single-engine aircraft, left Omaha's Epley Airfield at around 11:51 a.m. Thursday.
11:55 a.m., Pottawatomie County Communications received reports of a plane crash just north of Council Bluffs on I-29 in the median. Our deputies, as well as troopers from the Iowa State Patrol, arrived shortly thereafter and began the process of trying to identify, you know, any survivors from the crash. Unfortunately, the lone male occupant, the pilot, did not survive the event.
Reynolds said when rescue and law enforcement arrived on the scene, they found the plane upside down after it struck some power lines. The left wing was completely torn away from the fuselage. Officials of the FAA were on the scene Thursday to begin their investigation, and crews from the NTSB arrived on Friday as well.
Once the NTSB arrives on the scene today, we expect that they'll conclude at least their on-scene portion of their investigation, and the plane will be removed and then taken to a secure facility somewhere for them to complete their investigation.
And that plane has since been moved to an undisclosed secure facility. The aircraft was registered to Air Sea Charters Incorporated of Omaha. Reynolds said early indications are the aircraft had experienced some sort of a mechanical issue shortly after it took off from Omaha.
There's early reports that he had called back requesting permission to turn around and come back. Witnesses report that he was flying extremely low, and that as he banked, he was flying south, and as he banked to the west, maybe to, you know, it's our anticipation, he was making trying to make an approach back to the runway. His wingtip caught a power line, which cartwheeled him into the earth.
According to FlightAware, the plane was scheduled to go from Omaha to a small airport in Trinidad, Colorado, and then later depart for Chandler, Arizona. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Friday night of 40-year-old Alan Paul Gray from Villisca. Gray was taken into custody just after 9 p.m. on a valid Page County warrant for failure to pay child support. The man was turned over to Page County authorities and being held in the Page County jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Friday evening. 26-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack of Red Oak was arrested at around 4:40 p.m. on a warrant charging Pack with violation of his probation. The man was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Transportation's Ames Construction Office reports southbound Interstate 29 near Council Bluffs will be closed Sunday night from the I-29-I-80 interchange, that's Exit 4, to the U.S. Highway 275 Iowa 92 interchange, or Exit 47, for demolition of a bridge over the interstate lanes. Ramp closures scheduled for Sunday, December 13th at 6:30 p.m. include westbound Interstate 80 to southbound I-29 ramp, which will be closed to traffic. And at 7 p.m., eastbound I-80 to southbound I-29 ramp will be closed as well to traffic. Southbound I-29 will be reopened to traffic at 5:30 a.m. Monday. Interstate travelers should follow the local detour during the closure. And an investigation earlier this week in Shelby County into a disturbance and possible car accident with injuries, resulting in a man being arrested on numerous charges, including for allegedly assaulting a deputy. 40-year-old Michael Stessman of Defiance faces charges that include assaulting a peace officer, interference with official acts, possession of prescription drugs, and public intoxication. He was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $4,000 bond. Stessman's arrest followed a call to the Shelby County Sheriff's Office at around 10 p.m. Monday with regard to a disturbance on the 2300 block of Linden Road. Before deputies arrived, they were notified of a possible car accident. A deputy arrived on the scene and saw a man later identified as Stessman lying in the middle of the road with a pickup nearby in the ditch. When the deputy checked on Stessman, he allegedly attacked the deputy. A fight ensued, but the deputy was able to restrain Stessman until rescue personnel arrived on the scene and aided the deputy in handcuffing the man. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Raymond Anthony Shaben, age 86, of Erling, died Thursday at Virtue Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Shaben will be Monday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Richard L. Thompson, age 77, of Council Bluffs and formerly a tenant, died Thursday. A prayer service for Richard Thompson will be Monday at 11 a.m. at Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby. That is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.